تيست ولا خلص جاهز. Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for December 5th to 16th, 2010. Peace talks at deadlock as Israel turns down a U.S. resumption proposal. Meanwhile, Palestinian civilians continue to suffer from Israeli military and settler attacks. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities in the West Bank. The details with IMEMC's Annie Irizabal.
This week, the protests were organized in the villages of Bilayn, Nilayn, and Al-Nabi Saleh in the central West Bank, and in Al-Masara, southern West Bank. International and Israeli supporters joined the villagers at all four locations. The protests took place shortly after the midday prayers had ended. In Al-Nabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers closed the village early in the morning and tried to stop supporters from reaching the protest. In addition, the troops attacked protesters before leaving the village. Rafat al-Barghouti, in his 20s, was critically injured after being hit on the back of his head with a tear gas canister. He was taken into a hospital in Ramallah, although local sources reported that the Israeli military held the ambulance transporting him for considerable time. Furthermore, Israeli journalist Joseph Dana reported that the Israeli military used live ammunition in their attacks against the nonviolent protest. In the March of Bilayn, which was organized by the Popular Committee Against the Wall, the participants chanted national songs and slogans calling for national unity, freedom for political prisoners, as well as the end of the occupation and the construction of the wall. Protesters demanded the release of Abdallah Bourahma, a local organizer who is jailed since the beginning of 2010 for organizing the weekly nonviolent actions. They also condemned the daily attacks that Palestinians suffer in Jerusalem and claimed the end of deportation policy, like recently happened to the Jerusalem deputy, Muhammad Abu Tir, who was sped to the West Bank following his release from prison. As soon as the crowd reached the fence, which separates the lands owned by the villagers, the Israeli soldiers threw tear gas, sound bombs, and rubber bullets in all directions. As a result, dozens of people were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby Nilayn, villagers and protesters marched to the gate of the wall, but Israeli soldiers threw tear gas and forced them back to the village. Israeli army also stopped demonstrators in the entrance of Al-Masara, southern West Bank, where villagers, along with supporters, were trying to reach their lands, confiscated to build the wall. Soldiers used tear gas to dispel the protest. For IMEMC.org, this is Ana Irazabal.
European Union countries renounced this week their commitment to recognize a Palestinian state within the 1967 border lines. Israel did turn down an American proposal to resume direct peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari with the details.
Palestinian authorities still refuses resuming direct peace talks with Israel before Israel stops settlement activities. Two Palestinian authorities negotiator Saeb Erekat reiterated such a position during a meeting with U.S. officials in Washington. Meanwhile, U.S. envoy to the region George Mitchell arrived earlier this week to Ramallah and Tel Aviv in order to save what could be saved of an already stalled peace process. Mitchell's visit comes as Israel embarked this week on construction works for a new housing unit for settlers in the occupied East Jerusalem, core of underway controversy between Palestinians and Israelis. Israeli officials had warned of some European Union countries' intention to declare recognition of a Palestinian state within the 1967 borders, which include East Jerusalem. Also, the United States had echoed the same reaction yesterday in the shadow of an EU representatives' meeting. The meeting came out of not declaring any recognition unless a Palestinian state is agreed by both Israelis and Palestinians. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
Israeli settler attacks and military raids against Palestinian civilians in the West Bank, while an Israeli airstrike leaves two Palestinians wounded in the Gaza Strip. The details and more with IMEMC's Alessandra Bajic.
Local sources announced that last Friday, the former minister of detainees, Kabeha, was abducted by Israeli soldiers while heading to visit his family in Barta village near Jenin. On Monday, Adib Abu Rahma was released after spending 18 months in prison and paying a 6,000 shekels fine. Leader of the weekly non-violent demonstrations against the wall and settlements in Bilayin, Abu Rahma had been arrested with charges of obstructing the work of the army and incitement. A report published this week by the Israeli Information Center, Betzalem, showed that during the past year, at least 81 minors from Silwan were arrested or detained for interrogation, most of them suspected of stone throwing. The study found that the arrests and detentions came after confrontations between Palestinians and Jewish settlers in the area, resulting from the takeover of houses and archaeological sites by the settlers. In separate reports, the Palestinian Authority announced on Monday closure of 12 local radio and television stations in the West Bank due to failure to abide by a new permit system. The next day, the PA informed that 3 local radio stations would be reopened after settling registration and licensing issues. On Tuesday, 5 wells and several sheds were destroyed in a small Bedouin community between Atwani and Umm al-Safa, south of Hebron. Israeli civil administration officials explained the demolition was carried out due to lack of permits to build the wells. In addition, Israeli forces demolished 2 Palestinian homes in 2 neighborhoods of East Jerusalem near Silwan. According to local sources, the houses were 2 of approximately 60,000 with demolition orders, saying the homes lacked building permits. Israeli military also rounded up 31 Palestinians on Tuesday night in several raids across the West Bank. Two arrestees were identified as a 20-year-old university student from Tubas, 2 younger boys from the Kalkilia district, and another boy aged 23 from Yatta. The identities or locations of the other 27 men were not confirmed. Also on Tuesday, Israeli soldiers stormed the house of Hamas MP Al-Haika in Hebron. Last month, soldiers already raided the house, abducting her eldest son, Anas, who is still held in an interrogation center. On Wednesday, 7 Palestinians were arrested in a round of raids near the cities of Tulkarem, Tubas, Jenin, and Ramallah. 2 arrestees were identified, but no information was given about the other 5 people. On the same day, Israeli troops detained near the Ibrahim Mosque in Hebron a young Palestinian from Surif and the wife of Amjad Amu Samira, who is currently serving a life sentence in Israeli military prison. On Thursday early morning, Israeli troops arrested 13 Palestinians for interrogation around the West Bank. 2 were detained near Ramallah, 9 others were summoned during an arrest in the Hebron area, and the other 2 men were abducted from their homes during a raid in the town of Dahariya. Also, further arrests were made in a raid in Dora. According to the Palestinian Information Center, the detentions were carried out in a wide-ranging campaign to pursue wanted arrest activists. Also, local shepherds from Nablus were reported attacked by Israeli settlers who also killed one of his sheep. Furthermore, 4 Palestinian security officers were detained at the entrance of Yatta, near Hebron. No reason was given for the arrests. In the early hours of Friday, a group of religious Israelis and military entered the village of Kif-Haris. Locals believe that the people were settlers who came to visit a tomb in the village. Furthermore, local sources estimated around 3,000 visitors arrived, accompanied by dozens of Israeli army vehicles setting up checkpoints and barricades around the tomb. An Israeli military spokesman said about 800 visitors were in the area from midnight to 5 a.m. Also on Friday, clashes were reported in the neighborhood of Silwan, East Jerusalem, between local youths and Israeli soldiers, with live ammunition fired by the soldiers and young Palestinians responding by throwing Molotov cocktails. No injuries have been reported. After the confrontations, the Israeli military erected roadblocks and checkpoints and searched vehicles and pedestrians. In other news, the Palestinian Information Center reported a PA spokesman in Gaza City denounced on Thursday Palestinian female prisoners suffer harsh and systematic violations in Israeli jails. The spokesman detailed Israeli punishment measures against female detainees to include deprivation of family visits, solitary confinement, malnutrition, and denial of adequate medical care, among others. In the Gaza Strip, medics confirmed that 2 young Palestinians were injured on Monday by Israeli shelling in Beit Lahia. The 2 wounded were taken to hospital to receive treatment. On Tuesday, another 2 men were wounded in the lower legs by Israeli firing in northern Gaza, according to local medical sources. Both men were shot while collecting rubble from buildings in the area destroyed during Operation Cast Lead. Also in Gaza, a Gulf delegation arrived to the Strip with 2 plane loads of humanitarian aid after landing in Egypt. A report by the health ministry in Gaza revealed that 137 essential medicines are completely out of stock in Gaza's hospitals. In addition, only 37% of necessary medicines have been allowed to enter Gaza this year as a result of the Israeli blockade. In other news, police officers reportedly found weapons and narcotics in a shop in northern Gaza City. No arrest was made. For IMNC.org, this is Alessandra Bajek.
That was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and George Rishmael.